On the surface, what passes for normality prevails on both sides of Mitrovica's ethnic divide. North of the Ibar River, there is the feel of small-town Serbia. The Albanian language is not heard, and nearly all shops are identified in the Cyrillic script used in Serbia. Car license plates come from Serbia. They are not the blue and white of Kosovo. Cafes do a brisk business as people take shelter from the summer heat. Across the bridge, in the more populous ethnic Albanian south, there's a bit more activity, but not much. An occasional French or Austrian vehicle from the NATO-led security force passes by. People take little notice. On the south side, adjacent to the river, the United Nations regional headquarters occupies a concrete building that still bears the name Yugobanka. Jerry Gallucci, a retired American diplomat, is the UN administrator in Mitrovica. He says the mood is darkened since the Russian opposition last month blocked Security Council implementation of the plan for Kosovo's conditional independence.
I think this uncertainty is dangerous. And I think the only way to get through this is for the international community to find a way to move forward together.
The Europeans can't agree. Gallucci concedes that with the plan for conditional independence on hold, there is again talk of territorial partition as a solution to Kosovo's disputed status.
People certainly are talking about partition a lot more these days. I think probably most people in the north, if they don't talk about it, they dream of it, although they also recognize that it would not be a solution for the Serbs in the south.
Serbs number only 130,000 of Kosovo's nearly 2 million population. Half of Kosovo's Serbs live in North Mitrovica and its hinterland up to the border of Serbia proper. The plan for Kosovo's supervised independence would provide considerable local autonomy to the Serbs in the north. Gallucci makes no secret of his opposition to early elections in Kosovo, something advocated by some ethnic Albanian political leaders.
Without agreement on all parties on participating in elections, it could mean that the elections produce outcomes which, as a matter of fact, don't help unify Kosovo, but help divide Kosovo.
Now you're talking about, Gallucci believes it would be a mistake to have elections in Kosovo before the newest round of status negotiations are concluded in December. If elections are called, Serb voters in the north might be asked by Belgrade to stage a boycott, an action which could leave northern Kosovo's municipalities without legitimate leaders. Barry Wood, VOA News, Mitrovica, Kosovo.